Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Best-selling author J.D. Vance was a big winner in the Ohio U.S. Senate Republican primary, which is one of the more important contests in this election cycle. Mr. Vance defeated former State Treasurer Josh Mandel, State Senator Matt Dolan, businessman Mike Gibbons, and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken. Mr. Vance now faces U.S. Representative Tim Ryan, who easily won the Democratic primary. The general election victor succeeds retiring GOP Senator Rob Portman. Mr. Vance was not the only big Ohio winner. Former President Donald Trump had a strong night as well. His endorsement of the new Senate nominee literally propelled him from near last in polling and fundraising to the top spot. Mr. Trump also gave important support to winning congressional candidates Max Miller and Madison Jesoto Gilbert. Both of them advanced to competitive campaigns in the general election. Turning to the Indiana Republican primary, Air Force Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Ruth Green easily defeated the early favorite, former LaPorte Mayor Blair Milo, in the Northwestern 1st Congressional District campaign. In large part, she attacked Milo as a, quote, never-Trumper liberal, unquote, which helped her establish and hold a large lead. She will now challenge freshman Democratic Congressman Frank Mervin. The district favors Democrats, but can certainly become competitive. In southeastern Indiana, as expected, former State Senator Aaron Houchin, who once worked as a staff member for then-Senator Dan Coats, captured the open Republican nomination over former one-term Congressman Mike Sodrel and Army Bronze Star Medal winner Stu Barnes Israel. Ms. Houchin now becomes the prohibitive favorite to win the general election and succeed retiring GOP Congressman Trey Hollingsworth. We see another vacancy in the House. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, after seeing her first choice for Lieutenant Governor quickly being indicted for bribery during his years in the state Senate, now turns to sophomore U.S. Congressman Antonio Delgado. He will join her ticket on the November ballot and will soon depart the House. This means another special election will be called, with the New York map being redrawn in court because the original plan was ruled a partisan gerrymander. Mr. Delgado's 19th district could transform into a Republican seat. Primary turnout can often be a harbinger of what happens in a general election. In Ohio, Republicans dominated the turnout war in impressive fashion even when considering the Democratic contests were not particularly competitive. Compared to the 2018 midterm election, Republican turnout was up 28% with over 1 million voting. Conversely, Democratic participation was down 26% from their last midterm with an aggregate turnout total of just over 510,000 voters, literally half of the GOP figure. These results are close to the stats from Texas' early March primary. Republican turnout there was up 26.6%, while Democratic participation grew only 3.6%. There were no contested statewide contests to measure Indiana turnout. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.